At the event, industry leaders called natural gas the fuel for a clean energy future. But Union of Concerned Scientists energy analyst John Rogers says, although it's true natural gas burns cleaner in tailpipes and smokestacks, it's far from risk-free.
What happens as that natural gas gets from being in the ground somewhere to getting to that power plant? So what kind of leaks are you having where you're extracting it, you know, at the wellhead? What kind of leaks do you have in the pipelines to get it there?
In a recent study, Rogers found Florida gets more than 60% of its electricity from natural gas. He says it's a powerful greenhouse gas contributing to climate change, and he worries the finite resource could leave consumers vulnerable to price swings. But energy infrastructure company Kinder Morgan Vice President Alan Foer says natural gas reserves aren't in danger of running dry anytime soon.
We're not talking about a short-term supply here. One of the things that was discussed at the Energy Summit today as well by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was talking about how long and how significant these supplies are. And we're talking hundreds of years here of supply.
Foer's company is building a traditional oil pipeline from South Carolina to Jacksonville. The federal government's numbers show less than 3% of Florida's electricity comes from renewable sources like wind and solar. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.